Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Nova 100 Maths Fans. We got another one.
Brett from Married at First Sight. He's the one with the mustache who's married to Booker. Here's what happened last night.
How are you guys, actually?
My marriage is ruined. Sorry.
Oh. Well, that's depressing. I don't really know how to come back from that. Married at First Sight continues 7 p.m. Sunday night on 9. Here's Brett.
Yes, we were so optimistic for Brett and Booker, and it seems like it's not meant to be. Welcome to the show, Brett.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, I've been in and out of Married at First Sight this year. Normally, I watch it religiously. But I've been in and out because I feel like I'm being manipulated this year more than ever. And particularly with the intensity of my feelings for Bryce, I'm just starting to question whether or not it's real because I dislike him so much. I feel like I know him personally and I feel like that the show has made me feel that way. Do you know what I mean?
I guess the best way to put it is you never see a bank robber caught on security camera footage and say, hey, that's a bad edit. I didn't actually steal all that money. You know, he said all those things. He did that stuff.
It's an analogy.
Is he like that? Is he that person? I'm not going to talk about Bryce the whole time.
I think it's sort of his issues lie in the way he handles conflict or not even conflict, just a difficult conversation.
Right.
Rather than being calm and just talking to someone, he just blows up, drags everyone else into it, and
that makes sense. Now I want to fill in Sam and Brownie on the Brett and Booker situation.
All over it.
So, oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you tell me.
They went out and they got married, obviously.
Yeah.
Congratulations to.
And everything seemed like it was going really, really well.
And then bang.
And then Patrick.
Did you see it coming?
I actually didn't see it coming. Reading that letter, I was shocked.
No one did.
Can I tell you, Patrick wrote, they sort of outsourced a challenge. Patrick wrote the letter.
Oh,
and look, it seemed like he was
exactly
parroting some things that Brett had said about his relationship privately. It's that whole thing of privately I said to you.
Yeah.
So these guys do that all the time.
You idiot.
Privately you told me blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
So Patrick was saying to Booker all the things that you had said to Patrick privately about Booker, and he maybe doesn't have the tact that you have.
Yeah.
You're a charmer.
I've got the gift of the gab, as they say.
Well, you might have a bit more emotional intelligence than Patrick, and he's gone. That letter was pretty brutal.
Yeah. The specific instructions were write the letter to the couple, positives and negatives of their relationship.
No, there were no positives.
And it was addressed, dear Booker.
Yes.
Yeah. So, But, nice. I mean, look, it's hard to explain, but Patrick's intentions were to try and help me. But
in hindsight, would you have maybe left the communication to you and not to Patrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wise choice.
Yeah.
Now, Sammy does this thing where he has the floor and he...
You're quiet over there, John.
He chooses to. It's one of my favourite things.
I've got a good one.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to do that before we throw to Sam?
Well, Booker's an interesting name, spelled B-O-O-K-A.
It's a nickname.
Oh, is it a nickname?
No, it's her real name.
Oh,
she was born in the Booker Valley, I believe. I might have got that wrong.
But
it's
WA
somewhere.
That was my next question. What's the origins of Booker?
Yeah, there you go.
It's a great name.
It's unique. And
it's awesome.
It's easy to say.
Yeah, Booker.
Is that what we're doing? We're going to let Brett talk and then ask questions he's already answered. Is that what we're doing today?
No, I don't mean to interrupt. I got that from my dad.
You lost your mind over there.
It's a great answer.
That letter... Swanee.
Yeah, what was the biggest thing that shocked you in the letter?
The big takeaway for me was just how it was a reminder of how things can be misconstrued.
China's whispered.
Don't call me that, Brett. You can't. But no, it was, it's like, you know, what's the Darren was trying to help you.
Patrick
was trying to help you.
I like Darren the dog, right?
Anyway, listen. Brett, it's wonderful to have you in.
It sure
and a
is.
Lot of people watch this show. I'm not denying that. Yeah. So I want to make sure that they get their fix.
Yeah.
Not have to listen to a stupid question from Brownie.
I think that was a great question, Brownie.
Thank you.
Claire, the channel from Channel 9 Publicity, and a star of the maths segment for me.
Yeah.
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Sam.
Now, Brett's here. I haven't seen as much of the show as I'd like. What should I ask him that, you know, fans would like to know?
Do you think a lack of communication of how he was feeling maybe caused this breakdown?
So you weren't vulnerable.
Do you think a lack of communication with Patrick, not Patrick, with Booker, do you think that is what led to the breakdown in the relationship?
No, not at all. Booker and I was very open about how I was feeling for a few weeks, or at least a week or so, but it was more just the sheer, like, offence that letter caused that created this emotional breakdown.
Yeah.
You know, it was just attacking.
And there was no coming back from that?
Pretty hard to come back from.
Yeah.
You think the word revolves around you, like, that sort of language is pretty pointed.
It's pretty bad.
If you're coming back from whatever happened, that's...
It was funny when Patrick was saying, like, she might even thank us at the end of it.
Oh, dear. Classic Patrick. Lord.
Classic Patrick. One more, Claire?
Watching the dinner party back, does he wish he said more?
Yeah, you know what, Brett? Well, you know, watching that dinner party back, and I tell you what, it's a good episode if you haven't seen it. The whole thing. What a dinner party.
Yeah, you can watch it on...
Nine now.
Of course.
Catch up. Or you could just ring me and I'll recite the whole thing. you wish you'd said more. You were very quiet, mate.
Yeah, there's...
Very quiet.
I was. Look, there's only one thing I wish I had said, and looking back at last night watching the actual episode, I wish in that moment I just had said sorry to Booker, because I think that would have made all the difference.
So why didn't you?
Because the words weren't mine. I found it hard to apologise for something I didn't do, but looking back, that's all she wanted from me was an apology. So
yeah,
I
would have helped if Patrick had written you a letter and you'd read it out that said, "I'm sorry, Booker."
Oh, I don't think I'd trust any more of Patrick's
letters. I wouldn't have thought so.
Good questions, Tim.
Thanks, Claire from Channel 9 Publicity.
Brett from MAFS. Fingers crossed you don't die lonely. And MAFS continues 7 p.m. Sunday, Channel 9. Love you, mate.
Good on you, mate.